10 years ago, Apple's Steve Jobs kicked off the mobile revolution.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
And it's still going. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The iPhone debuted in 2007, and this week, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced three new ones, iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and iPhone 10.
No other device in our lifetimes have had the impact on the world that the iPhone has.
It is true that the iPhone and smartphones that came after it changed how we communicate and shop and do business. Almost every industry has been hit by the mobile revolution, so let's play a little game of winners and losers. Obviously, Apple is the big winner. It's one of the most valuable companies in the world and kicked off an ecosystem of companies that wouldn't exist without smartphones and those that almost didn't survive the shift. One company that almost whiffed it but pulled off an amazing turnaround, Facebook. Its IPO started out as a disaster, but here's Mark Zuckerberg 1 year later in 2013.
I mean, last year, second quarter, we had basically no money, no revenue on mobile. And, yeah. And now, a year later, more than 40% of our revenue is mobile.
Today, Facebook's total revenue is over $9 billion, and 87% of it comes from mobile ads. Other winners, companies that saw smartphones as a platform for new behaviors.
You know, you frankly had the creation of companies that would not have existed otherwise.
That's Charlie Anderson, senior analyst at the investment bank Doherty & Company.
I can think of Uber, Lyft, Spotify, Shazam, Twitter, Snapchat.
Biggest losers? Intel. Oh. Intel stubbornly stuck with building chips for PCs, not mobile. PC sales tanked. Intel said last year it would lay off about 12,000 people. Former Intel president Renée James talked honestly to Fortune magazine in 2014.
We thought of it as the phone business. We aren't in the phone business.
The big PC makers like Dell and HP also struggled to make decent phones and tablets as they sold far fewer computers. Microsoft? Well, it remains to be seen. But here's Steve Ballmer speaking about the iPhone launch back in 2007 on CNBC.
$500, fully subsidized with a plan. I said, that is the most expensive phone in the world, and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard.
Not everybody sees the revolution coming. Right now, retail and advertising are probably the two next biggest targets. Here's Brian Weiser, senior analyst at Pivotal Research.
Mobile marketing is still incredibly early. There's still so little that's been done relative to the potential.
Marketplace intern Kristen Schwab went out in New York and asked people, how has the smartphone changed your life in the last 10 years? Carlos Gautier, a tennis coach from East Harlem, misses how things were before.
Calmer, where, you know, when you're in the street, you don't get that phone call. So every time that phone rings, you're like, oh my God, what happened?
Carlos might not be too happy about the new Apple Watch that can make or take calls even when you don't have your phone with you. Mark Morfopoulos is 57. He's a lawyer from Westchester, and he points to another loser, newspapers.
I look at it all the time to see news and sports. I don't read the paper at all anymore.
Dustin Tate is an investment consultant in New York. He's 27, and he says everything happens on his phone now.
Taking pictures, posting those pictures, letting everyone know what you're doing. You know, you used to really do all that stuff via chat rooms and via AOL Instant Messenger and email. Now, 100 different ways to do that just through your smartphone.
I almost feel like at 27, Dustin is too young to remember AOL Instant Messenger. But speaking of the youngins, I was pregnant with my son when the iPhone was announced, and I often think about how they were born at almost the same time. In fact, I always tell him that he has no idea how much both of those things changed the world, him and the phone. And also, he's never known a world that wasn't totally dominated by mobile and smartphones. So I wonder what he'll be into when he's 27, like Dustin Tate. I guess it's probably going to be virtual reality. All right, we'd like to hear from you about your experiences with 10 years of smartphone living. Email us at mptech@marketplace.org or call and leave us a message. The phone number is 304-87-TECH-1. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.